Fred Film Radio, Venice Film Festival, Italy.
Angela Cherby, Fred Film Radio from the Venice Festival, here with Ty Sheridan for the film The Card Count by Paul Schrader. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Kirk with the C, because you have this weird name with Kirk with the C, which is should be Cirque, but yeah, you have to say Kirk.
I know. Yeah, it's the way he announces himself, Kirk with the C.
You seem like to be kind of like a second character, side character, but you're not, because your character is like the reason why the lead character played by Oscar Isaac chooses changes in his life. And you are like a tormented kid that is crushed by his family past. Mm-hmm. How did you adjust acting-wise to this role?
Well, I think, first off, the character that I play, Kirk with a C, he carries a lot of anger and resentment towards what happened. His father was an ex-interrogator, and there were conflicts between his father and his mother, and his mother ended up leaving. His father was physically abusive and ended up committing suicide. So I think very traumatized by what happened in his past. And I think the only way he knows he thinks he knows how to find some relief is to get revenge, and to get revenge on the character that Willem Dafoe plays, who taught his father in the arts of interrogations.
Of torturing, actually.
Of more torturing.
Interrogation was the nice way to put it, but it was practically torturing. And there is your character as the character of Oscar Isaac has a very clear evolution throughout the film, but with a difference that we think that at some point we think that you are safe, that your character past is anger moment, but then something happened to bring everything back like it was before. And was it something easy for you to play with, because it's a complicated, subtle kind of line of acting that you need to perform in order to give us this kind of evolution that seems to happen, but then it doesn't happen. So which was the motivation that you find in yourself to play this character in this way?
Well, I think it's also embracing whatever somebody's feeling in mm-hmm. one moment, because humans are complicated. And we see a lot of complexity in Paul's movies and the characters that he writes, and this one too, with Oscar's character and the complexities and his reckoning with guilt and from what he's done in his past as an interrogator or torturer. And I think it's the same with my character. I think there's a moment where, he makes an agreement and he agrees to something, but there's something still holding him back that doesn't allow him to follow through. And I think that happens in life. I think that sometimes you think maybe you're able to do something, and so you make a promise to someone, and people go back on promises. And I think that's something that's explored in this film.
How was it to work with Paul Schrader? Which kind of director is it?
Fast paced.
Really?
Yeah, and it was great. First off, I was very excited about working with him. I learned a lot while I was on his set, and he's very economical in his approach. He doesn't spend too much time in any scene, unless it's a really, really important moment. He's going to make sure he gets it. He's always going to make sure he gets the moment he wants, but he knows exactly what he's looking for. He knows exactly which shot he's going to be in at which moment in the scene. And on the first day of shooting, he asked me, I hadn't even done one take yet. It's like, mm-hmm. It was my first time on camera, and he asked me to just start in the middle of the scene because we were in this one setup that he was just going to use for the later half of the scene. And he just told me to start in the middle of the scene, not to waste time getting to that moment. And I was a little confused because I'd never had a director ask me to do that before. It's also a bit disorienting, but I think it keeps you on your toes. And he's the guy, he doesn't do more than two or three takes. He's going to...
But that's intense, but great at the same time.
Yes. I think if you're still trying to figure out who a character is, it can be a bit nerve-wracking. Mm-hmm. But obviously you trust him, and I think when he feels something, he knows it and he's ready to move on. Whereas sometimes you're a little unsure. He's the one who's looking at the monitor and watching the performance. Mm-hmm. You're just the one that's in it.
In the film, your father was an interrogator in Abu Ghraib, which was like one of the great scandals in U.S. and in the world. Did you manage to talk with somebody that was linked to that people while preparing the character, or it was just... you made it up through the common knowledge of it.
I didn't speak to anyone, but yeah, I mean, I think there's enough out there that you can find to make you understand. And mm-hmm. also, it wasn't like for Oscar, his character had actually been in Abu Ghraib.
Yeah.
And although my father in the movie had been there, I didn't experience it firsthand. So I think anything that he would know is something that he's heard from his father or something that he's read online. So, yeah, I think it was just a matter of digging into it and going down the rabbit hole in the research online.
Well, thanks a lot. Thanks a lot, Ty Sheridan, for the Film Card Counter from Venice. I'm Angela Cherby for Fred, the Festival Insider. Thank you.
Thank you.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.